This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can see every superintendent in Kansas singing this. It's just so appropriate. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show and our school funding theme song. Just too funny. Oh, I'm sorry. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X. Oh, that's a good. It's always good to have a good hearty laugh. Follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. Well, after continued failure, many are concluding it's time for new leadership in Kansas's K through 12 education system. A recent analysis of education spending and student achievement in Kansas over the last 30 years shows that despite huge increases in spending, many students have been academically left behind. Gee, who didn't see this coming? With us now to discuss the report and what, if anything, we can do about it is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have my favorite state senator on with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, John, you never disappoint with your music selections. I always tell you that, and you always come up with a great one.
Well, that one just is so apropos. I mean, it is just so appropriate. And it goes back, you know where that came from was when I was a state rep and I was out meeting with the Goddard School Board and superintendent out there, Dr. Henry. Doctor, because you have to call him Dr. Henry. You can't ever call him anything but Dr. Henry. Once told me, you know, we need more money. So finally I asked him, I said, well, you know, give me a dollar figure. What's enough? And his actual answer was, it'll never be enough. And at least I appreciated him saying the truth, you know, the quiet parts out loud. It'll never be enough for them. But looking at this report, so between 2003 and 2020, total inflation adjusted total spending per student in Kansas public schools increased from $11,300 roughly to $15,000, an increase that exceeded the national average, by the way, and our neighboring states. And so that's just to give you an idea. So it increased by a substantial amount right there. And current spending per pupil increased by 25% for that same period average. But if you look at it, teacher salaries fell by almost 1%, and much of the increase in spending went to school district administration. So clearly, Renee, they're spending more on the stuff that doesn't help educate kids because the numbers, and we'll get to those performance numbers, keep going down.
Yeah, John, we've known this for some time. It's not more money. It's how you spend it. And we absolutely have to start spending on funding for student outcomes. Our budget is our strategy, and we have to prioritize spending for student outcomes. What we've done clearly is not working. It's not going to work. And so we have an opportunity as we rewrite our school finance formula to right the ship. And if I have anything to say about it, and I should, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, as you look at this 17-year period, much of the increase in spending went to district administration. The number of public school students increased by 6%, but the number of district administrators increased by 23%. The number of teachers by 12%, and the number of all other public school staff by 15%. So again, there's a trend here. Teachers not increasing, not getting pay, and the bloated administration is and buildings, I mean the Taj Mahal structures, that's where the money's going.
Yeah, and how's that working for us, John? It's not. It's clearly not working because we continue to see test scores fall. In our last Education Funding Task Force meeting, every measure that the task force brought up as it's declining, the establishment was, well, it's not valid, or you can't just look at that. And I said, okay, then name me one where it shows anything other than where, and they couldn't. They can't name any objective measure that's showing we're not doing anything but spending more and giving less. We are doing less with more, and that's got to stop. The trajectory we are on, we will never close the achievement gap. We will have less than 30% of our students college and career ready if we keep on this trajectory. So clearly how we're spending the money is not getting to what really matters, and that's on instruction. It's on the classroom.
Right.
Why are we adding administrators and not giving teachers the pay that they deserve? The good teachers, the effective teachers, they need a pay raise. We need to get rid of ineffective teachers, and now we're going to show some gains in student outcomes, but the establishment just wants to do status quo. Well, our students deserve better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard my interview with Joy Akins in the last segment, but she mentioned, you know, why are we allowing districts to negotiate directly with teachers? Let's cut the union out of it. Let's allow that. Let's do some incentive bonuses for teachers that drive performance, instead of just continuing to throw money at these bloated administrations. The largest increase in spending was not associated with gains in academic achievement. And if you look at it, the national averages in math and reading increased during this same period of time for other districts. Kansas's average scores dropped. And then now we're at a level that's even below the national average. So we're spending more money and getting poorer outcomes. And that speaks volumes.
Yeah, so that tells you it's broken and we've got to do something about it. Well, just look at, there's a ton of states, John, that spend considerably less per pupil. Arizona spends about $8,000 less per pupil and outperforms us in every objective measure. We are, for the first time in my knowledge, below the national average on the ACT, on the NAEP, and we're outspending the national average. That is unacceptable for our kids, and I don't think Kansans appreciate it or going to tolerate it. So we've got to make some big changes in how we're funding education. We've got to stop funding failure and fund what we know works. And the biggest indicator of what works is teacher effectiveness, and the greatest indicator of that is the teacher's prior year effectiveness. And we know those things, John. We measure those things. So we need to reward the teachers who are doing a good job, get rid of the ones who aren't, and pay. Put the money where the bang for our buck for kids is.
Yeah, I agree. We're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. You know, the thing that I think frustrates so many Kansans is also some of the content. I mean, some argue that the Department of Education, the state's board, have de-emphasized academic preparation in favor of other priorities. You know, the only thing that they really try and hang their hat on is graduation rates, for example. But if you're graduating kids that can't read and write, I saw the last career college and readiness scores were like at Wichita Public Schools, it was 19% in reading and 16 or 13% in math. So if you're graduating kids at a higher level, but they can't do basic math and can't read at a college level, well, then who cares if you're graduating them if they need remedial reading?
Well, John, about 4 years ago, the state board took out any measure of academic performance in the accreditation process. They went to things like kindergarten readiness.
What?
Do you have an kindergarten readiness, individual plans of study, a post-secondary, no academic measure in accreditation. Now, I think this new accreditation model that they're coming out with here shortly will, but their current accreditation model has had no academic measure. And what we have seen when you de-emphasize that, we see more students needing remediation at the college level, and our post-secondary people are screaming. They're saying these kids aren't ready. So I asked the KSDE administrators, I said, well, you keep touting graduation rates are increasing. And to your point, John, well, what can a high school graduate, what do they know and what are they able to do? Because every indicator is they're not reading at a proficient level. They're not graduating with any discernible skill. We're working on that, but it's meaningless. Graduation rates are not objective. They're subjective.
Right.
But that's what they hang their hat on. I want to see reading proficiency. I want to see math proficiency. And I think most parents, most Kansans agree. That's what we're paying over $6 billion a year out of state general fund for. Not for kindergarten readiness, not for post-secondary success. What are the secondary schools, what are elementary schools doing to help our kids succeed? That's what they want to see, and they're right. That's what we should be seeing.
Renee, I know you and Representative Christy Williams are part of the group that's working on the new funding formula. What's your timeline on that? What are you looking for? When can we expect to see some ideas, some goals? What's your timeline?
Yeah, great question, John. So we're meeting every month. People can tune in. It's the first Tuesday and Wednesday of every month, and those are you can watch those. They're streamed. But what we've really been focusing on is our weightings. Our weightings, John, are a mess. There's no rhyme or reason. We kind of backed into the weighting numbers. We had this much money divided by this many students. It has nothing to do with whether that amount of money helps a kid be successful. So we're really digging into that. We're looking at what other states are doing. Our current finance formula expires July 1st of 2027. So we've got a little bit of time, but we are working on it, laying the groundwork, and I can guarantee we're going to have a formula that incentivizes student outcomes and hold people, hold districts accountable for that. That's the key.
Two observations. One is regarding the formula, and that would be let's get rid of this three-year rolling average for attendance calculate or for, where I'm going with this.
The look back for counting students.
Yes, for counting your enrollment, because the way they do it now, they get to say, well, we had a lot more students 3 years ago, so we want to get that much more money. It should be based on your current enrollment, not your 3-year rolling average. The other thing I think that we have to keep in mind, again, we're looking at 2027, have to get through the legislature, and it'll have to be signed by a governor. So this is, again, another issue that will be so important that we have a Republican governor who is going to be willing to sign a conservative outcome-based education model, which the KNEA or the KASB may oppose. So, folks, if you're listening to this and you want outcome-based education, you want to hold teachers and more importantly, school districts and the KNEA accountable for performance in the classroom – you need a Republican governor who will do that. If we get another Laura Kelly in there, anything you pass is going to get vetoed.
John, absolutely. We cannot continue to fund ghost students. And yes, we need a Republican to sign school finance, but we also need a Republican governor to sign school choice.
Oh, God.
That's
amen.
Going to help
yes.
our, So those things are key. Please, please, we've got to have a Republican governor.
Well, and that's another thing. And trust me, you heard it when I talked to Joy. Every candidate that comes on this air is going to be asked about school choice. And I know of at least one who's got an R behind their name who opposes it. Actually, I know of two who oppose it. And I will be asking them. So that's a, you know, if you want school choice, you want to hold, you know, these schools accountable, you need to know who supports it and who doesn't. Renee, thank you again. If folks want to connect with you again, I appreciate letting us know when you meet, and they can find that. You can find the Kansas Legislature's YouTube channel on YouTube. But if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Facebook, email, go to the Kansas Legislature website. My cell phone number's there. I welcome any contact. Happy to help anyone that I can.
She's brave. She's brave. Yep. But she's my fave. There's a reason. Renee, thank you very much. I appreciate you. You keep carrying on the fight, my friend.
Right back at you, John. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break. Then I want to hear from you. What are you looking for in a governor candidate? What are you looking for out of the new school funding formula? Our studio lines are open. John Whitmer Show, 987-1330-KNSS, 316-869-1330. Oh, we don't need no education. That's good. Phil, you are on the music tonight. We are rocking it. Studio lines are open. Give me a call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You know, I've mentioned it a couple times on the show already, but you know, I know my wife does a little door knocking for AFP. We use it for grandkid money, but seriously, if you've got kids or grandkids that are looking to make a little extra summer cash, need a little extra summer job, it's a great way to make money. You get out there, get a little exercise, get a little sun.
It's easy, fun. You get to talk to folks. I encourage you. It pays well, too, by the way. Nice little bit of extra spending coin. Plus, if you, like I said, if you got kids or grandkids that are looking for a summer job, heck of a lot better than, you know, working at a McDonald's. Nothing against McDonald's, but
you know, they're done then.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I door knocked, and but I've also threw. I mean, heck, I started. My first job was throwing newspapers when I was, I want to say 10, 12. Mm-hmm. Paper route. Hated the Sunday morning paper route. Oh. God, those things were so. You, I mean, they would.
You got your workout on Sunday. I remember those back in the
day. They would tear into my shoulders. Oh. You know, you'd load up the saddlebags, and then you know, get out there on my bike. And when I was young, I didn't really have a 10-speed. I had, you know, the old banana seat, and I'm sitting there going, and I could do my regular paper route in one trip, but on Sundays it was two trips, sometimes three, depending on. And so I'm loading these bags up, and they're heavy. And then, of course, when it rained, then you got to bag the dang things. And it was just such a hassle. I don't know if anybody else did a paper route, but it was a great job. I mean, it taught me a lot. My parents, we weren't wealthy, but they also felt like if you wanted extra spending money, you got to earn your money.
You had a good work ethic then.
Yeah.
Soapbox here that I'm quickly getting
get on it, baby. Get on it, brother.
Get right off it again. But nothing beats a good work ethic, and it needs to start sooner than later. As a child, I mean, within reason. Okay, education and getting good grades—that's important.
Yeah,
but it's also good to get a good work ethic started, so you can learn as you're getting older to balance
exactly.
Those two. And a good work ethic goes a long way as you get older and you're into college or into the workforce.
We won't discuss my freshman year in college. we will not discuss. I mean, okay. I don't put it this way. I don't remember much of my freshman year at KU, and there's a reason for that. But you're right. I mean, because I, you know, when I was a kid, I did the paper route. You know, if a mom had basic chores, you just had to do. Mm-hmm. But if there was an extra little project that she, you know, like we had ivy at the house growing around a big tree. Sometimes she'd want that trimmed back, and that was an extra job. She might give me a little extra cash for that. But otherwise, if I wanted to spend money on whatever, I had to earn it. She didn't just give me money, and I think that taught me a lot. But then, you know, after the paper route, once I was older, I worked at a Pizza Hut.
Been there, done that.
You know, I worked waited tables. I bartended all through college at KU. I bartended at the Hawk and the Wheel. Everybody who knows Lawrence, they know who the Hawk is. They know what the Wheel is. I bartended at both of those places all through college because, you know, let's just say I had an affinity for an adult beverage. So it made sense that I'd work as a bartender.
But you were working. I'm trying to help you out here.
Let's just put it this way. I was on the extended plan because my freshman year was such a catastrophe. I had to make up for that after needless to say. It wasn't good. Let's just say that my freshman year wasn't good. So the grade point average was significantly lower than it should have been. We'll just, you know, it wasn't all Fs.
Okay.
There was a D. Yeah, there was A, D. The rest were all Fs.
Okay.
The rest. And the D, by the way, was in golf.
At least it wasn't in government.
No. Oh, no. No, all those government classes, I took those as a sophomore and aced all those. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I enjoyed my college life. Trust me, way too much. It is what it is. What can I say? Freshman at KU. In a fraternity. What can I say? That was, like I said, I don't remember much of it. We'll take a quick break before I just keep, you know what they say? If you're in a hole, stop digging. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills. And then Emily Berning, president and co-founder of Let Them Live, will expose how Planned Parenthood has quietly become one of the largest suppliers of cross-sex hormones in America. Speaking of KU, cross-sex hormones, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, most Americans recognize Planned Parenthood as the nation's top abortion provider, but few realize it's now aggressively expanding into a darker, more insidious business, chemically altering the bodies of confused teenagers. In a stunning twist, the organization responsible for ending hundreds of thousands of lives each year is now profiting off the irreversible sterilization and medical manipulation of minors, often without parents ever knowing. With us now is Emily Berning. She is the president and co-founder of Let Them Live, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to saving lives from abortion by providing financial and emotional support to women facing unplanned or difficult pregnancies. She's been active in the pro-life movement for many years, driven by a deep passion for empowering women to choose life through compassion. Emily, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to, I'm glad we were able to connect. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, John. I know we're going to have a great conversation.
What, you've got a, I mean, we all know how insidious Planned Parenthood is. I saw a story recently how they're starting to now play in school board elections because they want to be able to influence what's being taught to our kids. But now we're seeing them in having spending in this, in minors receiving cross-sex hormones. I mean, this is just, first off, it's despicable. But what I've also noticed is it's been largely unnoticed by the public.
It really has. And Planned Parenthood has done sort of a Trojan horse thing where they have become a household name under the guise of, you know, women's rights.
And oh, yeah. And mammograms.
Exactly. And just basic health care and, you know, providing for, you know, even minors. And they've broken into the homes of Americans and the culture and the lives of Americans. And what they did then was they totally unleashed all of this other crazy stuff. You know, we're seeing, obviously, we talked about, you know, they're doing gender transitioning hormones, hormone replacement therapy on minors. Their parents aren't knowing. They're providing abortions also for minors. I mean, they're harming women. They're doing so many crazy things. And like I said, it's like a Trojan horse going in there. So it's really important that we need to bring it to the forefront, because not only is it extremely despicable, like you said, but we're funding it, and that's a huge problem.
How is it possible that minors can obtain powerful, life-altering hormone treatments from Planned Parenthood without parental consent or mental health evaluations?
Well, you know, I go back to your entrance song, and I laugh, thinking, oh, man, I never thought that I'd be, you know, yes, listening to the Aerosmith song, thinking, wow, that's actually where we are in our
yes
country.
Yeah.
But my Lord, that really is where we're at, where, you know, it's these, you know, I'm using quotation marks here, progressives that have pushed us so far where people don't even bat an eye anymore. In fact, I was just in Los Angeles. I'm actually on my way home now. And it's crazy there. That type of culture there is just accepting of the wildest things. And so the idea of affirming a child who just feels like they want to be another gender for
right
some reason has become so normalized. And it's really abuse.
It is
not okay.
I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. My parents didn't strap me to a rocket and send me to space.
Right.
I mean, it's, come on. This is, at what point we've just totally thrown common sense out of the, you know, a lot of kids yeah want to be cowboys. We don't let them go out and ride bulls. I mean, it's
exactly,
this is just
exactly
so crazy. And what concerns me here is, what are the long-term physical and psychological consequences for this stuff?
Oh my gosh, it is just so upsetting. We've started to sexualize minors
yes,
as a
yes
country, as a society, and what that is doing to them. I believe, still have yet to see the full effects. And that's a huge problem, because we have already seen some serious mental health problems. If there truly is a person who's struggling with gender dysphoria, that's something that they need to get help for, not to be encouraged to keep pursuing.
Right.
There's a huge issue as well with minors. Before they even go through puberty, you know, they're taking puberty blockers and then doing hormone replacement therapy and things like this. And that's hugely problematic, because if someday when they, you know, maybe are 25 and they have their full frontal lobe developed and they decide that, oh, I actually didn't want to become a boy or a girl, it's going to be really difficult for them to actually have their bodies the way that God designed and intended them for them to be,
right?
Because someone came in a predatory way and gave them puberty blockers and all these other hormones. And there's just no good that can come out of this.
I like the way you refer to that as predatory, because I do think it is. I like to refer to this whole thing as child abuse, because I think in many ways it is. We're talking with Emily Berning, who's the president and co-founder of Let Them Live. You said something earlier in the conversation. I wanted to come back to it. To what extent are taxpayer dollars funding? Because I know Republicans in Congress have been trying consistently to defund Planned Parenthood, but this is just yet another reason why we should defund Planned Parenthood if taxpayer dollars are going for this kind of perversion.
Absolutely. We have to be really, really careful. Almost $700 million a year in taxpayer funding goes to Planned Parenthood. And that's just one piece of the puzzle. They're also receiving private donations and private grants. On top of that, they are also making money from their services they provide, particularly abortion. That's their big money maker. And I'm sure it's also up there with, you know, the gender transitioning. But they're bringing in a whole lot of money, and Americans are paying for part of that to the tune of $700 million. A lot of people might argue, well, oh, that $700 million is going to fund, you know, pregnancy tests and STD tests and things like this. But the reality is that money is fungible. So no matter what money is coming from the American people, it's either going right to abortions and transgender stuff, or it's screwing up money for them to keep providing those things. And no matter what, no matter which way you look at it, this is very ethically and morally concerning. There should never be a situation, and this is something that I've talked to people who, you know, believe in abortion or don't believe in abortion. People on both sides agree that something like abortion, something like Planned Parenthood, a place like Planned Parenthood, should not be funded by taxpayer dollars. It's just too ethically and morally wrong.
Yeah, this is not even a Republican or Democrat issue, because I've seen those numbers. Even Democrats don't support taxpayer funding going towards abortion. I can't imagine. I haven't seen polling on this, but I would imagine Democrats feel the same way about taxpayer dollars going for these kind of gender, you know, surgeries and gender care like this, where they're transitioning folks or cross-sex hormones. I can't imagine that I know where Republicans would be on it, but I can't imagine that Democrats, I would imagine a majority of them would oppose it too.
The sane ones, right?
And not the people out on the street corners at the No Kings protests, but rational ones. Yep. Yeah,
exactly. And that's where they distinguish themselves. And you kind of brought up with something else I thought of, is our tax dollars are funding Planned Parenthood, and they lobby. They lobby on behalf of Democrat politicians. So we're really funding that, and it's problematic.
Yes. What can policymakers, parents, groups, you know, what can they do to push back against this? What's the best way if they're interested, if they want to help, if they want to get motivated, if they want to be involved? What can they do to help? What, for that matter, what can they do to help Let Them Live, if they want to help your work?
The first thing I would say is to get educated. We have the world at our fingertips. We have all of the resources available to us. It takes 10 minutes to do the research and to understand. So I just encourage people to think for yourselves. And then I also encourage people to donate to organizations like Let Them Live. What we do is come alongside women financially and help them. We're a very pro-woman organization, and we help them choose life. And we're not funded. We're not getting money to the tune of $700 million a year. We just rely on great people who want to to help. So I, you know, for anyone who's be interested in learning about Let Them Live, it's letthemlive.org. And seriously, in general, I just encourage people. I say we have the world at our fingertips. We have all the information we could ever need. We just have to put in the time to protect ourselves, protect our children, protect the women in our country who are pregnant, and protect the unborn who are the most vulnerable.
Letthemlive.org. Emily, I knew this was going to be a good conversation. I appreciate you working with us to get connected, and thank you again for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Emily. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Saw them this weekend, by the way, up in Lenexa at the Kansas GOP. They were out there, made a great presentation to the state party on the judicial selection that's coming up. By the way, the state party also passed a resolution in support of the of voting in favor of the resolution, which you need to do, by the way. Get educated. If you have questions, call me, email me. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. It's not till next August, but make sure that you support that. But AFP did a great job educating the attendees at the convention and just articulating how important it is for us to make this change. And again, like I've said already on the show, they've got a really good website. If you have questions, if you know, don't understand what the issue is or why it's necessary, I'm it's so important that we do the right thing on this issue. And so just, you know, again, it's votersnotlawyers.com is the website, but I highly recommend it. So in addition, don't forget the guys from the Kansas State Rifle Association. We're up at the convention. That's coming up at on July 12th at the Ramada in Topeka. Great event. Ton of phenomenal auction items. If you're a gun guy, if you're into, I don't know if any, you know, it's funny. So many people been asking what kind of prizes. I don't know. Are you a gun?
I'm enthusiast? Very interested in it. Yes.
There's some amazing prizes and things. You know, an M1 Garand, some, you know, there's a TriStar pistol package that they've come up with. There's a Chiefs jersey. The signed, autographed, I know, you know, but hey, they're Chiefs fans.
I run out of toilet.
No, this is a good one. Marcus Allen, autographed, signed Chiefs jersey. That's a good one. That's a good one, right. And there'll be other stuff, but they're right. I mean, these are all stuff for their live and their silent auction. They've got some really cool stuff.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You have that listed on the Whitmer
Facebook page. Yeah, it's on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. It's also, you can do kansasrifle.org/raffle. Where you can buy raffle tickets. And of course, at kansasrifle.org, you can get all the information. But I know there, people are starting to get interested. They're signing, you know, buying tables and things like that for the banquet, which I saw at my prime rib banquet. Prime rib. But yeah, it's going to be blast. It's always fun. It's a great event. So, but yeah, it'll be kind of fun. You know, maybe we'll get lucky. We'll get some No Kings protesters outside. We can, you know, we can go show them our guns and see how bad we upset them. We can trigger him.
I see what
you see what I did there. Yeah, you see. Okay, I was wondering if anybody was going to catch that. Okay.
Hey, back to your thing in Lenexa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I saw some of the photos and stuff.
Yeah, big crowd. It was a good crowd. And this is the small one. This is the mini convention. So
there was a bunch of candidates there.
Yep. So Scott Schwab was there. Okay. Joy Akins showed. Ty hasn't announced yet. Ty Masterton, Senate President. But
he kind of did. It's
like one of those everybody knows but nobody's saying but nobody knows but everybody knows worst kept secret type things. Yeah. I imagine he's going to announce.
He had a very good answer on the show.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago we had him on to talk about something completely unrelated. I would imagine within the next 30 days or so he will announce. But Dr. Collier was there. So there were three or four of them. Doug Billings, who's a podcast host up in Kansas City. To be honest, I've never listened, but
I've heard the name.
I've heard the name. Okay. But he was there. I don't know if any of the others, Stacey Rogers, I don't think was there. Charlotte O'Hara, I don't think was there. There's a couple of others. You know, Sarnacki is a businessman up in Johnson County. He's another name that's been floated. Dayton Moore, the former general manager of the Royals. Yeah. Another name that's kind of floating out there, but he wasn't there. Vicki Schmidt, the current insurance commissioner, who you know, everybody thinks she's going to run, wasn't there. So, and again, you don't have to go, but these are the – look, if you're going to run for governor, you should have started by now or within the next month or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these are the events that you need to go to. You go to state conventions. You go to the KSRA events. You go to the KFL events. You go to county party meetings. Mm-hmm. If you don't start going to these – you're just losing. You're ceding ground to everybody else.
Right. If you're in the Johnson County area, if you're a candidate from the Johnson County area,
like eight or nine of them are.
I don't. And I'm sure I'm speaking for many folks here in South Central Kansas and Western Kansas. I have no idea who these people are. So the more chances, and in turn, that goes for the folks here in the Sedgwick County, South Central Kansas area. If they want their name known.
Up there. They got to go up there.
They need to do these things.
Yeah, and Western Kansas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've driven the bus for the last two bus tours. Trust me, I've been all over this state. You got to do the groundwork. You got to go out there. You got to press the flesh. But, you know, people think that Johnson County is the one that decides these races. I got news for you folks. Yeah. Population-wise, Johnson County is about 600,000, little over 600,000, 656 and change. Sedgwick County is 580-some thousand. We are barely behind Johnson County. Mm-hmm. And the Johnson County Republican Party is decimated. They're fractured. They're small. The largest county party in Kansas is the Sedgwick County Republican Party. Mm-hmm. It which is why I've said for years that this election cycle will be determined by Sedgwick County. The voters are going to be here. The fight is going to be here in Sedgwick County. And you will see more governor candidates spending more. If they want to win, they're going to spend their time here in Sedgwick County.
Right.
It's a good thing that the fall convention, the winter convention, will be held here. It's at the, I believe it's at the Marriott in January. The activity this year is going to be here in Wichita. And there's a reason for that. And the fact that maybe only one or two or three of these candidates are from Wichita only helps them. So have a great week. We'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.